You're listening to Two Peas in the Podcast of the PD. I'm your host, Michael Parker, along with my co-host, Doug Summerford. We started this podcast to bring you local news, events, and happenings going on throughout the PD. We'll also feature interviews with community leaders and local business people. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Good afternoon, Douglas. We are live.
Well, Michael, it's great to be back after so long.
It's been a long time.
Long time.
Hopefully I and you have learned how to work the new board. It's been a few months.
Well,
and we've been in here playing with it a little bit. We've got some sound effects and we've been playing, but I think it sounds good. So hopefully we won't mess it up. This is actually technically episode 11.
Yeah. No, is it 10? Yeah, I thought it was 12.
I messed up that.
You did.
It's episode 11.
Well, okay then.
And we're going to do 12 Thursday. And, you know, why don't you tell everybody about who our guest is going to be in the studio?
Absolutely, Mike. Well, our guest is going to be Adam Crossan. Adam is with EXP Realty now, and as Michael and myself are as well.
Cheap plug.
Yep. And, but Adam's got some, great things to talk about, why he made the move, why he left the number one franchise in Florence and, did away with it rather, and took on EXP. And so I'm excited to hear about what he has to say about that.
You and I know. And, I think if there are real estate agents out there, or even brokers out there that are curious, you owe it to yourself to listen to what Adam's got to say coming up this Thursday, because I'll tell you, it's been called the Netflix of the real estate business. And, you know, there's lots of platitudes out there and people say things, but it's changing the landscape of the business. It really is. And mainly for the agents. I mean, there's a way out. I mean, I just resigned myself to the fact really after I got my license, and I love what I do. It's a lot of fun. It's challenging, but that I was probably going to write my last deal on the way to my own funeral at the age 87.
Right.
Now there's a way out. There's profit sharing, there's retirement, there's agent health care. And we're not going to go into that today. It's too complicated, but folks, seriously, don't look at it and say, that's just multi-level marketing and the hell with those guys. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a pyramid scheme.
It's not. And if it was, Doug and I wouldn't be here.
Nope.
Right now.
Would not.
I did that. I sold phone cards back in the 80s. I did all that crazy mess. I sold prepaid legal in the 90s. I mean, anything to make a buck. But this is not that. So tune in Thursday, people. We're going to talk to Adam from EXP and Crossan & Co. Real Estate. That's where Doug and I are right now. We resisted through all of last year doing these podcasts, even talking about our real estate businesses, didn't we?
We did.
And we started out with the idea that this was going to be to promote real estate in Florence. And we found out that you don't need to promote real estate in Florence. You need to promote Florence and the PD. And so that's what our focus got to be. So,
and it's worked out quite well for us because now we're in 17 countries. And
17
countries. How many subscribers now, Michael?
We have 1,002 unique subscribers. And that's not plays. We've got multiple thousands of plays, but that's 1,002 people in 17 countries that have subscribed and get an alert through 67% of them are on Apple Podcasts. Get an alert every time we put something new out they want to hear. Now, and I don't understand it.
And it's grown even during COVID that we haven't
COVID, absolutely. We haven't done an episode
much.
In three months.
No. So,
anyway, but here we are. We're back. A lot of things have changed. Like I said, Doug's changed jobs twice.
Yes.
I've changed jobs once. I've been housebound for a few months with some personal issues with my mom. But you know, we're working through all that. And we're getting out now. We've got two brand new Republican councilmen on the city of Florence, William Schofield and Brian Braddock. Congratulations to both those two guys.
Two great guys.
Really great guys. And, you know, it's awesome to see. We've got just talking to Doug a few minutes ago about Graham Allen. If you guys out there aren't familiar with Graham Allen, go to GrahamAllenSC.com and research this fella. 12-year combat vet. He is a America First Republican. You can't say Trump Republican anymore because that triggers too many people.
No, I think he's more than that. Yeah.
He's a lot more than that. He's running to replace
Tom Rice,
yes. In the 7th Congressional District here in South Carolina. And research this guy, folks. He's fantastic. If you've never seen him, just go on Facebook, go on YouTube, go on Google, type in his name, look at his website. It's fantastic. And that brings us to the other big change. We got a demented knucklehead in the White House.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of like ongoing entertainment.
It is.
It really is.
So, you know, I don't know how you voted out there. Doesn't matter. How you enjoying Mr. Biden? Go to the grocery store. How's that working out for everybody? Two little bags of groceries yesterday, $58. Two little bags, $58.
Going to get a lot worse.
Go to Lowe's and buy yourself a sheet of plywood, folks. How's that working out? This time last year, plywood was $30 a sheet. Now it's $120.
OSB board was $8 a sheet last year. Now it's $40-something a sheet right now. It's ridiculous.
It is crazy.
Unreal.
How about go to the gas station? $1.80 a gallon this time last year. $3 in Florence. $3. $3.08 national average. Yep. Highest in history.
Yep. And it's going to go even higher.
Absolutely. Be $4 by the summer.
We're talking with... you know, there's one thing about all the things that President Biden wants to do and all the money he wants to throw at it.
Here's what I got to say to President Biden.
Sure. That's right. Yes. A lot of those things won't get through. Thankfully, I believe that there's some level-headed Democrats out there. But these off-the-cuff executive orders is going to cost us a lot of money. What's the latest one, Michael?
We're now paying people $315 each for every child that lives in the home that's under the age of 21. Doesn't matter the benefits that you get through your state and local governments for all the children that you have or can have, but now the federal government, through executive fiat, is going to pay you $315 for every underage 21 child living in your house.
And they don't even have to be decent children. They just have to be children.
Every month, on the 15th of every month. So if you've got four kids living at the house, you're going to get a check. You don't even have to apply for this. You're going to get a check of over $1,200.
I wonder if we could retroactive that back.
If there was enough gas in Florence, I'd gas up my car and head down to the southern border of Mexico and load me up a bunch of children. Come on back here and register them with the government.
There you go.
So speaking of the southern border, so we got a free-flowing illegals, drug smugglers, MS-13, human traffickers, Lord only knows how many COVID cases, free-flowing across the southern border. We've got a vice president who has not even visited in over 5 months. A president, not one member of the cabinet, visited the southern border to see what's going on. Complete crickets out of this administration.
Do you want to know how many cabinet members was at Biden's State of the Union? Two.
Two.
Only two.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does that tell you?
Yeah. It tells me a lot, but you know, this whole situation, I just don't know how long we're going to be able to put up with it. The highest rate of inflation in history right now. Highest rate of inflation in history. We went from energy independence to lines at the gas pumps. We went from the lowest unemployment, 4 months, the lowest unemployment in the history of the United States. Now, COVID taken out of that, we now have one of the highest rates of unemployment. It's crazy.
And even higher because we're paying everybody to stay home.
Absolutely. Paying people to stay home. That's now it. We're going to pay you to keep your kids home too.
Yeah.
So I just don't understand that. And where they think they're going to get this money, they're going to raise everybody's taxes. Say what you will, they're going to raise your taxes. It's crazy.
I just don't think, I think Biden signed this executive order. I just don't think there's going to be money there for him to carry it out.
There's no money.
No.
No money.
No.
Now he's secretly starting to rebuild Trump's wall down there. Why did you stop that to begin with? I'll tell you why, because whatever Trump did has got to be bad. Let's don't even look into it. Let's just end it. It's got to be bad. The pipeline is a far more efficient, far more safe for the environment way to transport oil than using trains and trucks. But we had to end that Northern pipeline because why? Trump wanted to sign it through.
Absolutely. And you know, what concerns me, Michael, is this. And folks, I think most of y'all share this concern as well. The fact of the matter is that our pipeline was attacked by cyber forces. It's been determined that it came from Russia. However, the Russian government says, well, it wasn't us. Of course they would say that. But the fact of the matter is, here we are, the United States of America. I mean, we boast to have the best army on the planet. I think that probably Israel's got us beat on that a little bit. But I'm just wondering, how can something so sophisticated that we're supposed to have become under attack that easily? Michael, what do you think?
Well, because they know that we've got a feckless, demented moron sitting in the White House that has absolutely no focus on this country other than his liberal spend all, tax all policies. He's not looking at, you can't even say the word infrastructure anymore, because who the heck knows what infrastructure means to this knucklehead. Now, infrastructure means water fountains in elementary schools, I hear. You don't know from day to day, but it's not what he's looking at. It's not his focus. Don't care. Why do you think Hamas is sending rockets across the Israeli border right now? Because he doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
Wouldn't have done this 6 months ago. Wouldn't have done this. There's been a few presidents in the history of this country that you knew better than to mess with. And
Trump was one of them.
Trump was one.
Reagan was the one. Absolutely.
That's why they called him Ronald Reagan. Yes,
that's right.
But they know that Biden's got nothing to say about it. He's so weak. He probably doesn't even know that it's happening.
I don't understand. It can't make sense to anybody, but it seems to have made sense to a lot of people. But how can you tell Israel to stand down when they're constantly under all these rocket attacks?
I mean, you can't. You can't. And
I mean, that's just...
I don't want to open a religious can of worms here, but if you believe the Bible, and if you believe what the Bible says, read the Old Testament, and you can deny Israel's right to be Israel, they're the chosen folks, they're the chosen people, the chosen country. It's been ordained. Now, we've got Congress people elected by whoever elected some of these knuckleheads, the squad in particular, saying that Israel doesn't even have a right to exist.
That's what they're saying.
That Israel is a terrorist nation for defending itself. Now, there have been, and I don't know the exact number, but this has been going on for well over a week, a couple of thousand rockets launched towards Israel.
Yep.
Now, they've got that iron shield that has taken out about 97% of them, but still some are getting through. Somebody over the weekend asked on one of the talk shows, one of the administration folks, what would you do? It was an Israeli prime minister. What would you do if your country was facing that many rockets or even one rocket every day? The Biden administration refused to answer that question.
Of course.
Because they're weak.
Because they would do nothing, probably.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Israel's enemies, Hamas, knows that the Biden administration is weak. They know there's no foreign policy. They know they're not likely to get a response, so they're testing the limits. And it's going to get worse before it stops. There'll be more tests across the world.
Yep.
The terrorist attack on the pipeline, the southern pipeline, was a test.
Yep.
There's been a sonic attack in the Washington Square in Washington, D.C., a sound wave attack, probably by the Russians, again, a test, just to see if they can do it and see how far they can go, see if the administration even responds. They haven't responded. They're not going to respond, so it's only going to get worse. Folks, if you voted for the Democrats because you thought it was going to work out well for the country, I liken that to being a conservative, being somebody going to a rally to save the earth, and you cut down a tree so you can give a speech while standing on the stump. That's about how much sense voting for these Democrats makes if you think they're going to help this country. They're helping themselves. They're letting all these illegals in. They're paying them all this money. They're spreading them out all over the country because they're voters for the Democrats.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to buy votes by paying folks to have their kids stay at home. Why wouldn't you take that money and vote Democrats? You look at it come election day and say, how much money did the Republican candidate give me this year? None. So I'm voting for Democrats. Of course you would.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
And the truth of the matter is it's going to take every penny plus more to go to the grocery store to feed those kids that you have that you're getting that money for.
Absolutely.
It's going to take that and more. Let's talk, change the subject a little bit, Michael. Let's talk about global warming a little bit. to even give that a definition or even 1 second broadcast time is kind of surprising, but I'd like to talk about it from the standpoint that we do not have an issue with cars, with coal causing global warming. And I'm sure you agree with me on that.
I absolutely agree. There's no such thing as global warming.
Yeah.
The planet has been warming and cooling for millions of years.
It's a natural cycle. However, I will say this, that what we're doing now with cutting down the Amazon forest, and I know I'm going to sound like a liberal here for a second, but just bear with me. Cutting down the forest, clearing land, pouring concrete, the more that we do that, the more carbon that we are going to have in the air. But it's not a bad thing because plants live off carbon dioxide. Now, when the Democrats talk about, liberals talk about carbon, you think of this dirty, black, sooty stuff in the atmosphere, but that's not what it is. We as humans breathe out carbon dioxide and plants breathe in carbon dioxide. So when they, when you take away the plants, you take away the trees, you're going to have an excess of carbon dioxide in the ozone layer. And that's proven pretty much because in the planting season, the growing season, you see that the patterns change quite a bit as more plants are put in the ground, more carbon dioxide is taken out of it. It's a pretty good thing. But however, now lawmakers are going on this binge that we can throw billions and billions of dollars at this problem for everything to become green. And guess what happens? I know what happens. And I'll tell you, I'm sorry, Michael,
I was signaling that all the gestation's going on over there, the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm
just getting riled up, folks. He's triggered.
Yeah. Well, the fact of the matter is this, is it won't affect the amount of carbon in the air. In fact, it could worsen it. So throwing money at it, not a good idea.
Not a good idea. I'll throw this one thing in when we're talking about putting carbon in the air and cleaning up and trying to limit emissions, which, you know, on the surface of it, not a bad thing. However, you've got to have plants manufacturing these electric batteries, these lithium batteries. The lithium that goes into the batteries is mined. They're destroying a lot of the earth mining lithium to go in these lithium batteries to go on their electric cars. You've got to have electricity plants to make the electricity so that all these millions upon millions of people that want to have these electric cars can plug them in their garages overnight. Now, if everybody in the country started plugging in a garage, guess what? You're going to see what happened in Texas a few months ago. The infrastructure go down coast to coast. There's not that much infrastructure. We don't have the electricity to do that. And another thing, Biden's China first policy, China puts out more pollutants than every other country on the planet combined. The United States is far cleaner, yet we want to sit back and let China dictate to us and tell us that we're polluters. And we've got the moron in chief up there just when he is awake, shaking his head and agreeing with that. Come on. Yep. Come on. So there's no global warming. We go through these cycles. If you could have been around millions of years ago when the dinosaurs were here, we had the Great Ice Age. It warms, it cools. It's part of being on the planet. That we don't have the power to affect the weather. We don't have the power to affect the global environment. There's only one person I know that does, and that's the man that made it.
That's right. Our creator.
That's right. End of story.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, Doug, we've been going on and on for about 20 minutes. We've probably bored everybody to death. I bet out of our 1,000 subscribers, we've got 2 left at this point. Anyway, folks, was just a little experiment. Wanted to get back into it. We hadn't done this in a few months for a lot of reasons. And we just wanted to put something out there. We're going to go back full force. Please join us this Thursday, to talk to Adam Crossan from EXP and Crossan and Company Real Estate. If you're still out there listening and you're in the real estate business, look into this and listen to what the guy's got to say, because I'll tell you, it's game changing.
It is. It is. I can take any agent, and there's agents out there who brought over their whole entire agency to EXP, and they fought against it and unfriended people and said they didn't want to hear any more about it. But here they are with EXP, right. And it's the best that's thing's right. ever happened to them.
Absolutely.
Telling you, this is the best thing. It's not a flash in the pan. It's not a fly by night. It's not a pyramid scheme. It is absolutely the best program going.
That's right. So we're gonna sign off. If you've got a differing opinion to anything we had to say, God bless you.
Keep it to yourself.
you can share that opinion with us at 2peasmedia@yahoo.com.
That's right. Or call us at BR549.
Thank you, Uncle Saggy Pants.
Yes.
And take a look at our website. Give us any feedback. We're at www.2peasinapodcast.media. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got show ideas or guest ideas you'd like to hear from, we're going to start this once a week. Starting this Thursday. So yes. Folks, please tune in. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, everybody out there. And we're going to sign off for now.